Hi, I'm Annette Rubery from the Knowledge Centre, and today I'm talking to Daria Luchinskaya, who's a doctoral candidate at the Warwick Institute for Employment Research. Hello, Daria.
Hello.
Perhaps you could just start by telling us a little bit about your research project.
Well, I should say just at first that I've only just started. I started my PhD in January, whereas most people start in October. So where I am at the moment is I'm looking at graduate skill utilization in small businesses in the UK. And this kind of falls into an area which is funded by the ESRC about small businesses as new graduate employers. So the idea is that higher education has been expanding and there are now many more graduates and the graduate labour market is saturated, but if we could just get these small businesses to employ graduates, it's going to be fine. There's been some research which says that small businesses, or rather actually jobs which graduates have, including those in small businesses, don't make use of graduate skills. So graduates are wasting their time, they're overqualified, underemployed, all these concepts, things are terrible. But I would like to look at small businesses just to see what graduates actually do there. So it's an ESRC case studentship where the Higher Education Career Service Unit, HECSU, is the collaborating partner. And I'm at the Institute for Employment Research together with the business school. So I have supervisors from both of those.
I see. Well, is this a very hot topic at the moment, of course, isn't
You could say that.
it? So how did you get interested in this area in the first place?
Well, my background is somewhat unconnected, or at least it's indirectly connected to this. I did economics and management at Oxford at St Anne's College, and within economics, I picked options like public economics, and so on. And there, I was really interested in education. So I did my MPhil also at Oxford in Russian and East European studies, but my project was about higher education reforms in Russia. One of the themes that came out of from that research was that there are more and more Russian young people going to university, and so similar issues have arisen. For example, are they adequately prepared for the labour market? Do we even need so many graduates, and so on? So I was really keen to look at this somewhere other than in Russia, and the studentship came up. So that was it was really fortuitous.
Could you tell us a little bit about your research methods, how you're approaching the subject?
Yeah, that's actually quite quite interesting and exciting. So I'm very interested in mixed methodology because my bachelor's degree was more quantitative. I'm quite interested in how I could combine quantitative and qualitative perspectives. I'm very interested in developing my qualitative approaches too. So I should say I'm working on a longitudinal survey of those who applied to higher education in 2006, and it's been tracking them. So pre-entry, 1 year into higher education in their final year, and there's a fourth wave coming out when these people are in employment. And it's called FutureTrack. It's done by the Institute for Employment Research and Higher Education Careers Service Unit. It's really exciting, actually, because it tracks these recent graduates. So we have loads of information on people who graduated in, say, 2002 or 1999, but it's really interesting to see what's going to happen to these graduates who have just graduated as the recessions hit the graduate labour market, and just to see how they work in new graduate jobs. For instance, ones which didn't really exist 10 years ago. So things to do with the internet, various kinds of creative media industries, corporate social responsibility kinds of things, or in jobs which didn't used to employ graduates before, but now have started to employ graduates. That's connected with new degrees in various areas, like, for example, in tourism, hospitality, real estate, and so on. So basically to see how graduates in new jobs are using their skills. So my methodology will involve a sort of quantitative analysis of this longitudinal data set. There are currently about 20,000 usable responses from all three waves, which is really good. It's a really good source of information about what they do. And from there, I hope to identify graduates who have gone to work in small businesses. So I've limited my small businesses to those with over 10 employees, but less than 50, fewer than 50
I see.
employees. Just because they're so different, you know, and if they're too small, they kind of have their own way of working. If they're too large, they approach a larger organization structure. So I've focused on these small businesses. I'm going to identify graduates, interview them, hopefully gain access to the organizations where they work and do some participant observation. So spending maybe 1 or 2 months there, depending on what access I get. Combining these methods should hopefully provide me with quite comprehensive but also multidimensional information about what graduates do. So mm-hmm. we're not just relying on surveys or questionnaires, which are to do with what people who are being interviewed or mm-hmm. questioned think they do. It's you know, you're able to observe it as it happens.
Yeah.
So
Very interesting. It's a very rich area of research, really. How do you see your research fitting into the development of your discipline as a whole? I mean, as I said, it's a hot topic, and there's a lot of changes happening right now, really, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. So, for example, I'm influenced by people who were in SCOPE, which is the Centre for Skills, Knowledge and Organisational Performance. It used to be based in Warwick and is now in Cardiff in connection with Oxford, I think. Mm. So, and there people are saying that we should really look at graduate skill utilisation from a quantitative and from a qualitative perspective. I'm really interested in combining the two mm-hmm. and also using mixed methods within each, as I've said before. Mm-hmm. So I hope that my research will add to this from a methodological perspective, but also in the amount of detail that it produces.
Great. And just one last question. How do you see your work developing in the future?
Well, I hope, firstly, to get this PhD. I'd quite like to do some kind of international comparison, but also so within this mix, using this mixed method methodology. It'd be really good to have more cases, because although a PhD is 3 years, at first you think, oh, that's great, loads of time. It's not very much time at all. So if, for example, I'm doing 2 months participant observation in one small business and I want to do two for my PhD, there's still only two cases where I'm doing this kind of research, mm-hmm. and it'd be really good if I could extend that somehow. But there are also lots of different dimensions to consider, for example, gender relations in small businesses, depending on the sector in which the mm-hmm. business is located, regional dimensions, so north and south, you know, this kind of the imbalance that's going on in the UK economy right now, where graduates are draining towards the southeast, various sectoral comparisons. So just extending this and seeing what else I become interested in and where I go from there.
Great. Well, I wish you the best of it, Daria. Thank you for coming in. It's been really interesting talking to you. And do come back and see what we're up to on the Knowledge Centre, as we'll be updating the site regularly with the latest research and learning materials.
Thank you.